when it comes to publishing authors' work, is Seattle the next New York City? Amazon and other tech companies have transformed publishing with e-readers like the Kindle and social media and new financial models, too. The Puget Sound Business Journal's tech reporter Emily Parkhurst says the legacy of the New York book publishing house is becoming less and less relevant.
It means a lot of things to Seattle, primarily because Amazon is based here and Amazon is really heading up this charge. Obviously, Amazon was the first to really get into the ebook sales and ebook publishing, and now has its own publishing house here in Seattle where, you know, a lot of these new ebooks are being published. They're bypassing New York and publishing directly through Amazon. So that's huge for Seattle. But then we're also seeing a startup ecosystem kind of developing around Amazon's publishing industry here, which is also really exciting for Seattle.
What does the ecosystem look like?
One of the major problems with ebook publishing and authors who choose to publish directly to Amazon is marketing and getting the word out there about their books. And so you're seeing a lot of smaller publishers developing basically systems helping them do the marketing that the traditional publishers used to help them do.
If we can write and publish from anywhere and everywhere, why bother doing business in Seattle?
Excellent question, and I'm sure that there are going to be small publishers that spring up all over the place. You know, I think we're going to see a lot of basically regional publishers become experts in particular, you know, tastes that are popular in their regions. But because Amazon is here and drives so much of the innovation here in Seattle, I think we're going to see a lot of particularly tech companies developing around the digital publishing industry here because Amazon is here. You've got all those Amazon employees, too, who could potentially, you know, leave the company and start their own businesses.
Will writers move here to be writers like they used to move to New York City?
That, I think, is probably less likely just because writers can really be anywhere now. They don't have to be in one place, but that's not to discount the really strong writing and author community here in Seattle. I think we have a really fantastic community here, and there's a lot of support. I think you're going to see Seattle authors be more creative when it comes to digital publishing just because they're exposed to the technology more because Seattle is such a tech town and Amazon is right here. The Kindle Singles program is growing incredibly fast, and that's, you know, short works or medium-length works that would have been published maybe in a literary journal or something like that can now just be published as a single and be sold for $1 or $2, something like that, and offer authors a chance to maybe expand on a character who was really popular in a novel or explain maybe a hole in the plot line, you know, or offer completely different take on a particular character.
Do you notice local writers, just because we know Amazon so well here, local writers thinking a little differently, thinking in almost like a technological way about how they can get their story across?
I did. I actually spoke to one local writer. She's a romance author, Jane Ann Krantz, and she was telling me that one of the things that she's been able to do is actually self-publish her older books that are out of print now, and develop a completely new source of revenue for herself that just didn't exist even 5 years ago, which is really cool. And she's able to kind of control the price of those and offer specials and, you know, be more creative with her own revenue stream, which is something authors have just never had the access to do.
Technology, not the death of the printed word, just changing it as always.
Exactly.
Emily Parkhurst is technology reporter for the Puget Sound Business Journal. She's written on the topic, is Seattle the next New York when it comes to publishing? Emily, thanks.
Thank you.
And she mentioned their romance novels at the end. Emily Parkhurst told me that Seattle readers are big buyers of genre fiction, romance, science fiction, stuff the big New York publishers once disdained. This is KUOW 94.9 News and Information.